This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In New York City, a man is facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Police say Robert Williams walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx and opened fire yesterday morning. Less than 12 hours earlier, on East 163rd Street, they say he opened fire directly into a police van, striking and injuring one of the two officers inside. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says anti-police sentiment and demonstrations against police don't help.
And you have to be careful about the words you use, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
The Oscars last night, the Korean drama Parasite wins Best Picture, Joaquin Phoenix Best Actor for his performance in The Joker, and Renee Zellweger for Best Actress in Judy. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Elizabeth Warren finishing third in last week's Iowa caucuses behind Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders, and polls indicate she might finish in a similar spot in tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. But the senator claims she's ready for a long haul.
I've been to 31 states to do town halls, red states and blue states. We have about 1,000 people on the ground. We've built a campaign to go the distance.
She spoke on ABC's This Week. President Trump will be calling for major cuts to foreign aid and social safety net programs in his administration's new $4.8 trillion budget plan. Officials say the blueprint that's to be unveiled later today will reduce spending on food and housing assistance and Medicaid by $300 billion. A report in the Wall Street Journal claims the Astros sign-stealing scheme was hatched in the front office, an idea that came up from an intern, and it was first used in the 2017 season. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
CBS broadcast journalist Gail King has been getting death threats. USA Radio's John Hunt has the report.
The chief of CBS News called threats against journalist Gail King reprehensible as backlash continues to grow against a number of rappers, including Snoop Dogg, NBA player LeBron James, and even Bill Cosby, critical of an interview where she asked about a sexual assault charge against the late Kobe Bryant. Oprah Winfrey said in an NBC interview that King continues to receive death threats and is traveling with heavy security. This is USA Radio News.
One of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took some heat at a Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire on Saturday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says former North Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg drew boos from Bernie Sanders fans when he said this on stage.
With a president this divisive, we cannot risk dividing Americans' future. Further, saying that you must either be for a revolution or you must be for the status quo.
On Sunday morning, he was on NBC's Meet the Press defending his record and his campaign amid the escalating attacks. He also defended his record on African-American issues, including investments made in South Bend, Indiana, when he was its mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can log on and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. Lots to catch up on while you were sleeping. And, you know, after the weekend with all that was going on, of course, that little thing happening in Hollywood, the 92nd Academy Awards were presented last night. A little bit of a surprise there with Parasite, huh? What did you think? It seemed like it was going to be a night for 1917, and it was. I mean, they won. They got a lot of recognition. Things are rolling along. You think, okay, fait accompli, and all of a sudden, last couple of awards start going to Parasite, and you heard the gasp of the audience. A little surprised, you know, that Parasite would win. I mean, odds were against it that it would not. I mean, here it is, a totally foreign film. I think the first time that you ever had a totally foreign film that won an award. And, of course, we're going to talk more about that later on with Adam Holtz coming up in the second hour of today's show. Of course, some quips. I mean, you know, with the Oscars, of course, you expect them to, in spite of what Ricky Gervais and others have said about celebrities, you know, really needing to stick to their knitting, so to speak, and their strength. They really aren't politicians, but for some reason, if they get on stage, they think that they need to be political. And I say, hey, look, you're always welcome to get involved in the political field. That's great. But don't do it during the Oscar Awards. I mean, you know, go ahead and run for office, and you can have the stage all you want and the platform you want. Certainly with your name, but it just kind of, you know, especially in today's environment when everybody's so partisan. I mean, you're turning off half the audience, but I did have to chuckle at Brad Pitt's line that he was only given 45 seconds to talk for his acceptance. Of course, some went a little bit longer, took others 45 seconds, but that's okay. But, he did make the right mention that, that's more time than John Bolton got, you know, at the Senate trial hearing. I mean, you know, when people say stuff like that, you realize how little they really know. They want to act like they know, but when they make statements like that, it's like, well, that disqualifies you because you really don't understand the process and, you know, what went on. Because the House could have had Bolton testify. They just didn't want to go through the process. They rushed it through, even though they rushed it to wait. And, so here it is. You know, all my liberal friends, you know, when I was hoping, that I could go to dinner with them again and it would be pleasant. But no, it's still, you know, this is really, it's a bitter pill. It's almost like the Kavanaugh hearings again. This is just another episode because they didn't get the outcome. They really thought that they had the outcome. But you see, when you keep conniving and you keep trying to, you know, pull something out of your sleeve, it's not legit, and people figure it out. I mean, even Senator, even though, you know, the things that were being said about the senators for going along with, they said, well, you're going along with Trump. No, you're going along with the rule of law, because that's what's most important. And that's what Donald Trump is so upset about Joe Manchin, and particularly about Mitt Romney. It's like, really, do you realize what it was that you were voting for? I mean, you were voting. I mean, you know, this isn't a joke. To vote to convict a lawfully elected president, to convict him of wrongdoing, which heaven knows we're still trying to figure out what the wrongdoing is, frankly. I know. It's, oh, Bill, it wasn't a perfect phone call. Oh, okay. All right. In your ears, it wasn't a perfect phone call. Okay. I get that. But still, it was a criminal. I mean, this is, and this is the ironic thing. And of course, then, oh, don't bring up Joe Biden. Well, but Joe Biden is a perfect example of the criminality and the quid pro quo that started this whole thing. And the whistleblower, who is not quite whistling anymore, I guess, or he's just kind of faded, which is pretty much the same thing, if you recall, with the Kavanaugh hearings. You know, all these people and attorneys who came up and rattled cages and threatened, oh, I got the goods, I have them, and they were so definitive and everything, and then you find out that there's nothing there. And meanwhile, with impunity, they go on with their lives to do this again down the road. You know, the input, again, I maintain, into the political bloodstream is unfair. It's wrong on so many levels. Just for their partisan, you know, hatred and partisan ambitions, you know, no holds barred. They can do whatever they want, and because they know by 50% roughly of the audience, you know, of the body politic, it's okay, it's acceptable. Really? I mean, think about the damage that is being done. I mean, if there was really truth in all this, you would have bipartisanship. You'd have understanding. I mean, it's the same thing like climate change. Everyone's talking about climate change and global warming and that. It's like, and then they speak as if the evidence is so empirical and resoundingly clear, when it's not. You know, and this is why you do not have traction. So, in your estimation, whether you're talking about Trump or global warming or whatever issue it is that you want to discuss, you know, for the day, if they don't agree with you, they're absolutely evil. They're crazy. They're just totally nuts. And you articulate that fact, and so it doesn't endear you at all, and it doesn't even, you know, push your case. So reasonable people have to go on with their lives and the conversation without your input, because you've invalidated yourself, which is interesting because you're trying to invalidate others. You know, this cancel culture is getting ridiculous, and I keep thinking, okay, maybe we're to the end of ourselves to where we can actually have a conversation, but oh, no, it's not going to happen, especially when it comes to Donald Trump, because it ain't over till they say it's over. I don't care how many things Nancy Pelosi wants to tear up, it ain't over. But she can keep tearing stuff up and make herself look so ridiculous. I mean, it's inarguable. I mean, how do you defend someone doing something so petulant and childish? I mean, we're not talking, you know, some junior congresswoman, one of the freshman congresswomen who came on the Zoom. We're talking supposedly someone who is very experienced. She's a great, you know, strategist and, you know, policymaker and all these great accolades that she gives herself. And she's behind the president tearing up the speech. I mean, how childish. And even afterwards, you know, she even doubles down and tries to convince us that this was the right thing to do. And, of course, some people in her circles, you know, they say, oh, way to go, Nancy. Way to go. That was great. He deserved that. And you know, she claims all these lies. And I go, where are the lies? I mean, this is the thing. People are so dangerous in letting accusations fly. And, you know, I just want to know, okay, look, tell me the lies. I mean, exaggeration, hyperbole, welcome to politics. I mean, should we be throwing, you know, stones in glass houses, as they say? That's the way politicians speak, not to mention, you know, people who are trying to rally a crowd and be enthusiastic. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You know, be so ho-hum about it. Well, you know, we had a mediocre year and it's going to be more mediocre. Or do you talk about, you know, the advancements you made, which I think we've enjoyed some great advancements so far, ladies and gentlemen, considering where we were at. Under the 8 years with Barack Obama compared to now, I mean, it is a night and day difference. And, of course, it's such a night and day difference that the Obama officials, they want to take credit. They want to say the only reason Trump is doing so well is because what they put into motion. Interesting. We've got more coming up 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Martinez.
When Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, he said, "Houston, I would like to request a few moments of silence." Then he read from the Bible. At every stage,
Our nation's long march for civil rights was inspired, sustained, and uplifted by faith, prayer, and devotion of religious believers. To protect faith communities, I have taken historic action to defend religious liberty, including the constitutional right to pray in public schools. I'll tell you, it's time to claim back, what it was that we declared what we wanted in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. When you consider the greatness of our country, it has been people of faith that have been the predicate to it all. People of faith who understand, right from wrong, good from evil. You know, it is massively dysfunctional where we find ourselves right now. But we were told, that this would happen. There would be a day when good would be called evil, evil called good. And we're right smack dab in the middle of it. I mentioned a couple of nights ago, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, I'm sorry, all this time has gone by. But in Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck referred to it as opposite day. I think the writer's got an idea of what's going on in the culture. They write some great, great episodes there. And they really have their pulse on, what's going on in the culture, that there is this opposite inclination. And that's what's so discombobulating for everybody. I wonder what the heck they're doing, And of course, you watched it on full display at the Oscars last night. And Renee Zellweger, I mean, congratulations for Judy. She did a great job in the movie, by the way, and well deserving of her Oscar. But I didn't know what the heck she was talking about. I mean, she was all over the place. I mean, forget about 45 seconds. I mean, she was rambling. I mean, you think Adam Schiff maybe wrote her speech or something. I don't know. But that was kind of bizarre. I don't know. I guess I always feel uncomfortable. Again, when speaking of not knowing, but you get Renee Zellweger next to Joaquin Phoenix. Again, congratulations for what he did with the Joker. I mean, he's out. And he was, very honest, saying that, he was a knucklehead along his career path, but saw his ways. Well, how does somebody understand, that they're in need of redemption if they in some way are not getting some inkling of the truth? And I think Joaquin Phoenix, he seemed to admit that he did. And he's trying to figure out life and figure out, what he thinks he understands about the world. You see, and part of the challenge is when you have people that make so much money and they have, in some cases, so much time off, unless they're, like some actors who are constantly working, they don't have time to really think too much about the body politic or what's going on. They just don't hang around, the Hollywood cocktail parties theorizing about, how if they were president, they would fix the world. And, here it is. I think that Donald Trump has given them, and so many, especially if you have some money, the idea that, you too could possibly be the president of the United States. But what you fail to realize, again, if you're disconnected from any understanding of faith and issues that relate to the spiritual, you don't understand that it is God who appoints the leaders. Now, saying Trump and God in the same sentence can be a bit disconcerting and discombobulating for some, and I get that. It's okay. I understand. But again, for many of us, and I'm not going to speak like a Democrat and say all of us, but for many of us, we saw that this country was in dire peril. And but for Donald Trump, who turned this stuff around and exposed what was going on, because there's so many things that are humming along in the background. They're just kind of just humming. They're there. It's this constant hum. Now, for some, the hum of socialism is a pleasant sound. But for some of us, it's rather annoying and irritating. And it is an opposite day for us. Because we say, look at, the United States is incompatible, though Bernie Sanders would like us to believe that, we've done some things that are socialistic, I guess. You could go along with his point that we've done things. Well, And it's amazing because you talk about those things, and I ask you, is that the best way? Having done some of these things, it doesn't mean that we need more. I don't think there's been a true evaluation, you know, of the Medicare system. You know, what we've done, I mean, we know we've had problems with the VA, another example, things that we have come in and said, okay, and we've all, bounded together and said, okay, we need to fix this. And we've got ways to go. But again, true socialism is central control of things and productivity. And this is where, Bernie Sanders is going. You know, he may say he's a socialist, but, Donald Trump calls it out for what he believes he is, that he's a full-blown communist. You know, and so what's the big difference between socialist and communist? I mean, Bernie Sanders thinks that Donald Trump doesn't know the difference. And when he asked that question, my question back to Bernie is, do you know the difference? Because of where you're, the ideas that you're offering here. You're really talking about upending our whole economic system and thrusting all of us into mediocrity. Because this is what socialism, this is what communism does. I mean, the beauty of the capitalist, free capitalist system is that you can go ahead and go for it. And, right now, we're led to believe that being a billionaire is really bad. Oh, billionaire, bad. You don't want to be a billionaire. say that to somebody who is who would like to be a billionaire, which is most people. I mean, they maligned Mitt Romney, remember? Harry Reid. They maligned Mitt Romney when he was running for president. That he had all this money. I think, gosh, who doesn't want to be like Mitt Romney? I mean, who doesn't want to, pay lower taxes and invest wisely and secure his family and secure others that have come alongside and worked with him? You know, Ed Conard, speaks very highly. He was a former partner at Bain Capital. Ed's been on, and we got to have him back on, too. Not particularly talk about Mitt Romney. Maybe he's scratching his head over that. Because I mentioned before, you wonder, you go, wow, do you realize what you're putting into action here? I mean, I understand that you've got your principles and this, but, I think maybe you need to study those principles a little bit. Because I don't think that as a Mormon, as a Catholic, as a Christian, whatever it is you want to go down the line, whatever principles you hold to, that you can justify ousting a duly elected president based on a policy dispute. Everybody up in arms over the, oh, Vindman, this is like the Godfather. Trump, squaring up. Well, I mean, come on. For the couple of moves that he made, I mean, Vindman should have known right after his testimony, he should have packed his bags. I mean, he's probably already looking for an exit. He could only hope that he gets something like Yovanovitch, got a better deal at Georgetown. Who knows, maybe still. Who knows, maybe Ukraine wants him to be what the Minister of Defense, or supposedly they had offered to him, something like that. That's so crazy. But look, you don't agree with the president, but that's your job. Your job is to, you don't necessarily have to agree with him, but you don't go out in public and voice your disagreement. That's not where it takes place. Takes place, there through the channels. There's a chain of command. And this comes from somebody who's a military officer who knows better, who knows about chain of command. And he violated it. And when he did that, he threw himself on his sword. Okay, well, you're done. Go. And, if the truth be known, Vindman is just one of many. I mean, Donald Trump, the problem he's had from day one is there's so many holdovers from the Obama administration. And I say not only the Obama administration, but those antithetical political figures that are hoping and praying that Donald Trump messes up and that the country is not doing as well. I mean, they sit there and come up with all kinds of pretzel logic to convince us that the economy really isn't that good and that we shouldn't be that excited about it. It's pretty amazing, huh? All this stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about. Well, our conversation will continue. Bruce Thatcher coming up next. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In New York City, a man's facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Police say Robert Williams walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx and opened fire yesterday morning. Less than 12 hours earlier, on East 163rd Street, they say he opened fire directly into a police van, striking and injuring one of the two officers inside. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says anti-police sentiment and demonstrations against police don't help.
And you have to be careful about the words you use, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
The Oscars last night, the Korean drama Parasite wins Best Picture, Joaquin Phoenix Best Actor for his performance in The Joker, and Renee Zellweger for Best Actress in Judy. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, you better believe it. Hey, nobody said it was going to be easy. As JFK, I love what JFK had to say about the space program, about, shooting for the stars. Hey, we do it not because it's easy. We do it because it's hard. And this is where we are right now. That look at it. If we're going to save this country, we have got to get on board and understand what it is and the war that we're fighting on. I mean, right now, this is what's going on, particularly with the Democrats. All they can think about is that they need to beat Trump. And this was the big mistake the Republicans made, if you remember. Everything was about beating Obama. It's not. It still is about the message. This is why Mike Bloomberg, I don't care how much money he spends. I didn't care how much money Hillary Clinton spent. If you don't have the message, then you better have the money. Well, Mike Bloomberg has money, and he's moving the needle in some directions, but also you have to look at the fruit of his investments. I want to bring Bruce Thatcher on here right now. I'm interested to get his insight on this. Bruce, of course, is founder of History Speaks Today, and it does. Are we listening? His project is dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. Bruce, always good to have you with us. I've missed you, and it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Terrific to be back here.
Yes. Well, I was just mentioning about Bloomberg, with all the money he spent, he's attributed
for really being the force behind the Democrats in the midterms. He spent a lot of money to oust, Republicans. There was, God only knew. I mean, we're so worried about chasing Russian windmills that we ignored the manipulation and ballot harvesting that was happening within our own country. And don't think that more of the same is not going to take place coming to 2020. But nonetheless, that aside, Michael Bloomberg, with his money, was said to be very instrumental in the wave of Democratic victories in the midterms. But my question is to you, is the fruit of that investment, did it pay dividends to America's advantage or not?
Well, I suppose it depends on which side of the political spectrum you're viewing it from, but I can't see that it paid advantage to Americans. Whether it paid advantage to one political party or another, I suppose, is another question. We're going to find out. It's going to be a great experience because we're going to have more money spent on this political campaign, magnitudes more than has ever been spent before. And I think nobody has any idea how that's going to work out. Maybe he'll be able to buy it all, or maybe he'll just so desensitize listeners and viewers so much that they'll pay absolutely no attention to it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, again, relevant to history, and we can even look at recent history. I mean, here it is. Hillary Clinton spent 4 or 5 times more than Donald Trump. She didn't have the message. Had money, didn't have the message. And at the end of the day, I think Donald Trump's smart enough to bring out, and the body politic is also smart enough to figure out that, hey, look, we got this wave, we got the squad, we got AOC, we got all these other members of Congress, and your point's well taken. It depends on what, you know, part of the spectrum you're on, where you say, well, did it pay dividends? But Nancy Pelosi said it's not like anybody came to Congress to impeach the president. Well, that was a big lie. Exactly. So they told everybody else, hey, we're moderate, we're there, we're going to talk about infrastructure, we're going to talk about health care, we're going to talk about these things that you're concerned about. This is why I want to be a congressman. This is why I need your vote. I want your vote. And I've already got Michael Bloomberg's money, behind my back and blowing wind up my sail and moving me down the river here. And I'm going to really go in and fight for you. I mean, what? You're going to tell me that people wanted to, I mean, they wanted Trump to be impeached? And you see, this is the thing I think that people are underestimating. And with Mitt Romney, why Mitt Romney really needs to do some soul searching. And even Joe Manchin, because Joe Manchin seems to be one that you talk about being a moderate Democrat and having some reason, is that to oust a duly elected president, to eradicate and nullify 63 million votes for the articles of impeachment that were presented, that were, you know, ill-advised to begin with. They weren't anywhere close to bipartisan that Nancy Pelosi said that it had to be. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, this is like Obamacare all over again. You didn't have bipartisan agreement, and look what happened. Look what Obamacare did to our health care system, Bruce.
And indeed, we're talking about the promises made. It's going to cut all costs. It's going to have everybody have health care now. That approach to health care is limited to saying we're going to give you insurance, which in my mind is not health care.
Right.
Taking care of the health care system involves a lot more things than insurance, and it's a straw man.
Yes.
The insurance is set up as a straw man, and so we say, we'll take care of providing insurance because that's an easier thing to deal with than dealing with will actually improve health care.
Right.
A much different thing. I talk about the same thing, the same kind of thing, in my book, Gun Mania, when I'm talking about guns are set up as a straw man in this country to argue about and be the source of all kinds of problems and all kinds of people getting killed. And it is that. It's a straw man. It's easier to attack that symbol than it is to really address problems that could be solved if we direct our efforts to that.
Well, if we looked in the mirror, Bruce, it starts there. I mean, our moral degradation is so evident, but we want to blame it on the instrument instead of the Indian, so to speak. You know, we want to blame the arrow instead of the Indian. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. But you know what I mean here. It's the very heart and soul of America. That's what needs to be considered here. Can we look in the mirror? Because when we talk about gun mania in your book, and we're going to get into more about it, it's a new perspective, what we must do to reduce shootings, homicides, and suicides in America. Look at our position on law and order. We've abandoned. I mean, let's open up the borders. Somebody gets arrested for killing somebody. They're an illegal immigrant. Oh, it's okay. Let them out. You know, ICE can't come and arrest them while they're at court because we want people to show up for court. And if ICE comes in and gets them for violating something, for breaking the law, well, that's a bad thing. Really? Why is that a bad thing?
But you raise these as symptomatic I'll call it a moral breakdown in America. And there's where the problems lie. They don't lie with the specific immigrants who come in. They don't lie with the lack of a wall. They lie with failing to consistently enforce laws, losing respect for law.
Right.
We are supposedly a country that was based upon equal law, and we have more politicians, it seems to me, now saying we should not obey the law than saying we should obey the law. And the result of that is misdirected efforts toward actually improving the well-being of Americans. We refuse to wrestle with the more difficult things, and instead set up, as I refer to them, set up straw men to attack because they're easy to knock down.
Right. Well, and of course, the ultimate straw hand is Donald Trump, who just says, this is goofy. What are you doing here? We're not protecting America. I mean, you think back when it, really kind of came into focus, at least for me, and I think for many Americans, was Kate Steinle. I mean, I still scratch my head over that one, Bruce. But we've been doing Kate Steinle more and again. I mean, we don't ever want to have this to happen again, really. But it keeps happening.
It's incredible. It's incredible how politicians and pundits can rationalize away Kate Steinle and say we don't want to have any Kate's laws because they're bad for all kinds of reasons and never ever mention the death of an innocent American.
Yeah. And I don't understand bad for all kinds of reasons. And they say that, and you go, okay, why don't you give me a couple? We got more from Bruce after this. Stay with us.
Coming to theaters for one day only. Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, Part 1, in theaters for one day only on February 18th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/redsea.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs' 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, this is what it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, in this movement and conversation, you know, brought to you by Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the likes, is that, and you hear Donald Trump going, socialism will never work. And I can only hope that socialism would not. I mean, and Bernie Sanders, to some degree, Bruce Thatcher, is right that, you know, America has kind of danced a little bit with the devil when it comes to socialism. We've applied maybe some socialistic thinking. But, you know, when I think about the biggest problems that we have is that it's when we move toward that idea that somehow our products, our productivity can be controlled by, you know, central command, we get into trouble. But when the free markets are allowed to run, you know, people are happier. We answer a lot more problems than we create. Is that fair to say?
It is. The unique, absolutely unique aspect about America's existence is that it was founded on the basis of individual personal freedom, unheard of in the world at that time. And it has been so remarkably successful in improving the lives of millions and millions of people. There's no country in the world that can boast a history of progress and largest developed by its citizens as this free market, experiment in democracy or Republican democracy. But what it does is, of course, some people don't like it. They don't, you know, people like, in my opinion, Bernie Sanders probably would speak. He loves freedom. He loves choice as long as it's his choice.
Exactly.
Because everybody probably says, I have a better idea on how to do something, but they don't want to test that in the marketplace of ideas or products. They want to have the right to just impose it as an experiment. Can we say affordable health care?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to do this, and then we'll find out what it says after we pass it.
Exactly, Nancy Pelosi. Yes, right.
Because that way I can do my idea. Mm-hmm. I don't have to convince you of my idea. We'll just do it, and your idea is out the window. It destroys the democracy of ideas, and that's what this nation has been successful with, and we've got a lot of mistakes, but our achievements so vastly outshine our mistakes. I don't see how anybody can look at it and say we're an evil nation, and a lot of people are saying that.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. You know, when you consider, I mean, just a moment, pause on that idea, the democracy of ideas. Those ideas would be choked off. I have said repeatedly, with socialism comes mediocrity. This is what you want to do? You want to attain mediocrity? And for some reason, millennials seem to be picked on because they've been unfairly indoctrinated in these universities that we've paid an inordinate amount of money for, and that, here we are, I think student debt's about $1.6 trillion it is amassed to and growing. And that's for the reorientation of our young people. President Xi in China and the rest of them over there going, wow, could we get people to pay $1 trillion to be indoctrinated? You know, we might be able to get some ROI and make this, you know, these concentration or these camps, these reorientation camps into a profit center, right?
That's right, and it is this. You mentioned the word equality, and that seems to be the big thing. And people do not appreciate that you have on a continuum at one extreme you have equality and slavery at the extreme, and the other you have freedom. There's always a tension between freedom and equality. And one of the most distressing things to me these days is that our younger generations especially, but everybody's preaching equality, 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 not of opportunity, but equality of end result.
Right.
And
so no matter what you've done, how hard you work, that's irrelevant. It's that we've got to take care of the masses. Everybody is going to be taken care of at the same way. But that never happens, Bruce.
Of course it doesn't.
But that's what people need to consider, the empirical evidence. It all sounds good, you know, what Bernie Sanders is saying and Ocasio-Cortez and the others. It all sounds good on the surface, but you show me an application where that's worked anywhere.
They can't do it. They can't. I mean, even in very small groups and communities where this total communist, total socialist, total utopian equality has been tried in experiment, they've all failed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll find out just like the pilgrims. Hey, let's do this. We're going to, you know, all for one for all, we're going to do that. And you get people that are lazy. They don't want to work. They sit there and they want to, you know, take from the bounty of everybody else's labor. And it was going in the tank and they figured it out real quick. They said, no. From now on, you got to go work. And look what happened.
Yeah.
It was like all of a sudden the switch came on. So let's abandon the empirical evidence and all these years of experience. And this is what cracks me up right now is that, why it's even, you hear some of these pundits, oh, it's so close, what Donald Trump has done for this country, what his policies have done for this country have just been astronomical. And they want to go, oh, let's get rid of Trump and, let's consider Bernie Sanders or Buttigieg or whoever it is the latest flavor of the day, right?
Or the biggest billionaire we have.
Or Bloomberg. Yeah, let him buy his way into it. And you listen to Bloomberg, Bruce, and what does he have to offer? I mean, from a business standpoint, I mean, there's pretty, there's some similarities between he and Trump because he understands business. And, but outside of this, like, okay, why do I want to give Bloomberg a shot when I got a guy right now hitting home runs?
It's very interesting you say you listen to Bloomberg. Would you believe that we never, where I'm living, we never see any ads on Bloomberg?
Hmm.
because in the primary season, he's focusing on Democratic voters. So right up the highway in Austin, my daughter says, we're flooded with them.
Yes.
Right. And down here where I am, never see them.
Right.
But come general election, I bet we're going to see a lot of them.
Well, without a doubt. Well, could you imagine if the Electoral College, that's another conversation for you and I to have, some of these states got their way and the Electoral College was destroyed, what would happen?
Well, then we wouldn't hear out here. We wouldn't hear Bloomberg or anybody else because you'd have to live in metropolitan areas of the coast to hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to hear Buttigieg talk, it's like, no, it would be fair for everybody. What math are you working with to come up with that? I mean, that is one big fat lie.
And will you define fair?
Yes.
I always get into this when people say it's not fair, and I say, okay, what rules are you referring to?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And also, what is your idea of fair?
Uh-huh.
I mean, really. I mean, you know, because some of them it's quite exposing. You know, I was saying last night in watching the Oscars, I mean, up until the time they opened their mouths, I mean, you gave them the benefit of the doubt. After they opened their mouths, there's no doubt left. I mean, it's like, okay, all right.
Fair inevitably means what the person speaking it wants it to mean.
Exactly. Well, Bruce, in Gun Mania, why did you feel you had to write this book?
Well, I was. We've all hear over and over in mind-numbing repetition how we have more guns in America than any place else on earth, and that's true.
Right.
But largely irrelevant, and that will maybe turn some people off. Because they then follow up immediately to say. And that's also very bad. So we have to solve all of this problems of people getting shot with guns by banning guns.
Mm.
And I mentioned a straw man. That's a straw man earlier, and we absolutely refuse to address the tougher problems of what motivates suicide, what circumstances lead to homicide, and address those. Now, some people are in some parts of the country, but not the high visibility speakers among the press and pundits and politicians, because they just want to attack the easy target.
Exactly. Yeah, but yet in these communities that want to do something about it, that are really changing their worlds and doing positive things, those go ignored because that doesn't fit their agenda. And,
Right.
You know, they've solved the problems. And this is what's happened time and again in this great country of ours, is it's dealt with at the community level, and I think at the most effective point of contact.
I think it's practically the only effective point of contact. It's a local problem.
Mm-hmm.
It rises to national prominence only because it's all over the country, but the problem is local. And it has to be solved local, and there are models for solving it that have been used in this country. So what I've been trying to say with Gun Mania is, hey, let's understand why attacking guns will never solve anything, and let's redirect our efforts toward the underlying problems that lead to suicide and homicide.
Exactly. You know, Bruce, my dad would always say in his inimitable wisdom, he didn't say Bill, he'd say William. He always said William. I knew when he said William, it's time for me to take notes.
Yeah.
He says, you always have to use the right tool for the right job.
Exactly.
And here we are once again. Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks Today, his brand new book, Get Your Hands on This, Gun Mania, A New Perspective, What We Must Do to Reduce Shootings, Homicides, Suicides in America. And he really gets into the heart and soul of the issue of what we're dealing with here in America. Available at all usual places and linked at our website at Bill Martinez Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat. heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Fred.